business. So no,
I mean, let me not put words in your mouth. How do you feel about it?
About what?
About just managing so many personalities, getting everybody on board every week at this, you know, together.
No, I mean, that's part of the business. That's, you gotta like to do that. You gotta like to do that. I mean, that's
right.
Just part of working in restaurants. That's, so, you know, to me, I don't mind at all. That's part of the fun or the thrill of a restaurant is
right.
Making it all work. You know, taking all these different people from different backgrounds and different things and getting them on your page, on the same page. Hopefully it's your page, you know, and doing things the way you want done. And, you know,
right.
But I don't find it frustrating. That's just part, I think that's just part of being in a restaurant. You know, it's as much as I complain about the minimum wage. Well, that's part of being in business in San Francisco. It's not like the guy down the block's got a different set of rules. We're all playing by the same set. It's irritating, but no, I
so
would say
for
me,
so once you've got these guys on the,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Nate, go ahead.
No, go for it. Once I got them what?
Once you got all of them on the same page, how does this affect your business? You know, whether it be profits or mostly profits,
well,
let's say profits.
Yeah, I mean, once everybody's on the same page and doing what you want them to do, I mean, that's how your business is profitable. That's when you're selling more. That's when food cost is lower than expected. That's when labor costs are down. I mean, when everybody does the job in the way you've envisioned it when you set your restaurant up, that's how you make the most money. I mean, that's low waste, you know, getting the most efficiency out of everybody, getting the most sales out of every person that sits down, you know. It's knowing who to upsell and what to upsell to who. It's knowing, you know, I mean, it's when everybody does, when every cog in the wheel does what it's supposed to do, that's when you're most profitable. So that's why it's always that challenge to make sure everybody is on the same page. Make sure everybody's doing it the same way. You know, consistency in a restaurant is an enormous factor. And by being on the same page, that's how you become consistent.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So doing this, achieving this, because this is not a simple feat. What you just about is not a simple feat. But having achieved this, you know, must be feeling amazing, right? I mean, that's
it is, but it's also a constant. You know, it's not like you climb the top of the mountain and you look out and you're done. It's,
right.
You know, every day it's a constant driving force in the restaurant for what it's worth. I mean, that's to be consistent and to get everybody on the same page is it just because Friday night everybody was on the same page does not mean Saturday they will. You know, there's always
right.
room for improvement. There's always room for tightening it up. There's always, you know, it's yeah, when it all works, it's awesome, but it's a constant, it's just constant part of the daily life, you know, of the business.
Right. But so what you're saying is it's great that it's happened, but it has to happen every day and you got to go
right.
at it every day.
Absolutely. You know,
okay.
And it's an always evolving thing, you know, like 2 years ago, what would have been perfect is not the same as what perfect would be today. And it won't be the same as it will be in 3 months. I mean, it's as the restaurant evolves and changes and the staff evolves and changes. And there's times in my restaurant, you know, when we've had phenomenal staff and everything clicks and, you know, everything's perfect. And it's, you just think this is the greatest thing in the world. Look at it. This is exactly how in my mind, everything would work. And then two people decide they're going to move and you lose two guys and somebody breaks their arm, life
right.
happens and you've got four new cogs in that wheel to get up to speed. And, you know, it's just it's ever evolving, but when it works, it's phenomenal.
Right. So that must be taking away a lot of personal time, right? Having to deal with all of this.
Actually at this point for me, no, I'm in New York currently, not in San Francisco. So yes, up until I moved